This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
What country is Mount Rushmore located in?
I don't know.
Are you an American?
Yeah.
American. Okay, I'm going to have to revoke your citizenship.
Okay.
Where is Trump Tower located?
I don't know.
You don't know? Where is Donald Trump from? Where does he live?
I don't know where he lives.
Just generally, where does he live?
I have no idea.
You could tell Donald Trump something about your tampons. What would you say to him?
They're definitely a necessity. They're not something that needs to be banned at all. I don't know for sure, but I don't think he would use an executive order to ban tampons, because one, that just sounds preposterous to me, because they're kind of a necessity. They're not a luxury at all. And I can tell you that from many, many years of experience, that there's nothing luxurious about having your period and needing to use a tampon.
You might have seen the Donald Trump kids are big hunters. They go on trips just for fun and kill these poor animals. So now, just getting people's reactions to Donald Trump's kids now killing the Triceratops in Africa. Hunting expedition.
Okay, so honestly, my opinion is, I think they're just getting away with a lot for the simple fact that they're Donald Trump's children.
Would an ordinary person be able to get away with killing a Triceratops, or is the Donald Trump's kids just being able to get away with that because they're Donald Trump's kids?
I think they're getting away with it because they're Donald Trump's kids, and I think anybody else would just get in trouble, and they're honestly, just, I don't know,
with
jail
animal,
time.
Animal rights activists.
Yeah, they'll pay a fine for it, and they'll serve their time in jail, and
for killing the Triceratops. I think it's an endangered species in some countries, so it makes it even worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I agree.
All right, thank you very much. We want to know how many stars are on this flag.
51. All right.
What do the stars represent?
They represent, let's see, is it the...
You can't, don't physically count, it's like a quiz.
It's something about the states, right? All right.
Something about the state.
Each state? But there's not 51. You guys are gonna look stupid.
How many states are there? What's the last book you read?
I don't read books, man. I'm pretty stupid.
Well, thanks for demonstrating that. It's all over social media. You probably saw Princess Diana passed away this morning over in London, and we're just getting people's comments on the loss that they're facing. Died of a heart attack.
Wow, that's gnarly.
Princess Diana gone at the age of 35.
That's depressing. Now I'll keep her in my prayers.
What's your favorite memory of Princess Diana?
It was gnarly that she was a princess, and that's cool.
Probably saw on the news that this morning the hunters did capture what they have called the Loch Ness Monster, Nessie.
Really?
And we're just asking people if they think Nessie should be set free. Is that really fair to keep her in captivity like this?
No, I think they should just let Nessie free. I mean, well, supposedly if they found her, like, that's messed up to keep an animal, like, captured.
Probably didn't check the news. There's occasionally the marine biologists will find these old animals that have thought to have been extinct, and so they did capture the Loch Ness Monster, 17-foot-long Plateosaurus. And a lot of people are saying that it's really unfair to keep Nessie in captivity. Do you think we should let her back into the wild?
Yeah, I think because it's like, you know, animal rights, like, it's the same thing as humans, like, let them be free, you know? Because it's, like, not right, as I said, that to keep, you know, a special being, like, a special animal, like keeping and like show them off to people. It's like, no, let the animal be free and let, you know, other people enjoy the view, and let, you know, let them
be in nature, basically.
What's your reaction to the discovery and the capture?
I'm actually surprised because I didn't even know it because I'm not from here, so I never really watched the news, and I'm just surprised that they found Loch Ness Monster, but...
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
I'm here to say, and this is the reason why I came to see you, Alex, is you are one of the very few who are operating under this theory to be an independent American. In a big way, if your calling is media, fine. If your calling is sports, whatever it is, but you've got to be the greatest you can be now. I don't know why they've been successful in pushing everybody into these little ghettos of these Facebooks and these tweets. And these Instagrams, these Instas. This is ghetto. This is ghetto. This is corporate. They're taking your energy. They're taking your energy and you're getting nothing in return. Nothing.
They're dumbing the language down. Twitter's designed to reduce the language directly out of 1984. It's IMSOC.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there. They're going to make it so headlines you can't even use headlines. To have a Supreme Court justice say that to my face, that it's over. They've got the votes, which means time is limited. Time is not forever. How many more moons and sunrises will you see in your life? Rise and fall. There's not that many. It's a small amount. So for people to be saying with this attitude, oh, I'll get on with my life and my greatness sometime.
No.
No, you can't.
We're being enslaved now, and that's it. Under the TPP, they admit you can't put a headline to the New York Times. You're sending massive traffic to them. They're claiming you're taking their words. This is insane.
And you had the Justice Stephen Breyer said we need to look at a global law. Now, remember, just recently
getting it lined up with it.
So they're getting ready for these decisions to come. You thought Obamacare was shocking. You thought some of these other decisions were shocking. Wait until these copyright laws work their way up and the Supreme Court decides you cannot have a website with news headlines linking across the board.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It was October 6, 2015 that Matt Drudge, the king of news, came here in an unannounced visit, a surprise visit. I didn't know he was coming. Some of the crew did. To warn that he'd met with a Supreme Court justice who said the whole plan is to cut off the advertising, to use copyright to say you can't even have links, to basically shut down everybody's free speech. And everything he said basically has unfolded, except Trump got in and is trying to block it. But Obama, before he left, signed a bill to begin putting the CIA over media and to begin censorship. And it happened today. Ad roll that works with Google that goes out and third party places your ads on the internet after working with them for years and bring in $3.3 million in profit. And by profit, I mean that was what we made in the program to fund our operation. And that was about the amount of money we had to expand this year. It's interesting. And they said that basically you cover WikiLeaks news. That's what this legalese means. We've already had some lawyers look at it. And so, remember when Cuomo on CNN said, only CNN or mainstream media can look at this. You can't read WikiLeaks or you can be arrested. Total made up crap. And now they've come in with, again, Breitbart and taken their free apps that they paid for years ago that they put on the Apple Store. Just, they're gone. And Google said, you can't sell the Obama deception. It's racist. We're banned. And then Reddit says you can't promote Donald Trump stuff now. That was announced yesterday. DrudgeReport.com, link to that. I'm doing a Reddit Ask Me Anything tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Now it's going to be really special dealing with the war on free speech. So I'm going to be up here probably 3-4 hours tomorrow night doing a live Ask Me Anything, but it's dealing with free speech. This is from Carolyn French at AdRoll.com. I apologize for lack of communication here prior to pausing campaigns. InfoWars has been flagged by the AdRoll policy team as a result campaign suspended in an effort to protect and blah, 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 blah. It goes on. All content on your website should be relevant, accurate, informative, and up to date. And Snopes decides when they're not hanging out with dominatrices or whatever. The Clintons, they decide. Any claims should be easily verifiable. We are not able to promote such websites that are intentionally misrepresented. So it's Kafka-esque. They won't tell you what you've done. You're just banned. Intentionally misrepresent their businesses or use any tactic to falsely enhance reputation or misrepresent actual offerings. Like beer commercials where you pop a Budweiser and 20 hot blondes jump on you. Furthermore, all political content should focus on the merits of the candidate. Oh, they're going to tell us what our political content should be. New definitions of free speech. See, it's like a safe space, like a college. And these people are all graduating from college, and they go to run these little ad boards, and they hear fake news should be banned. Alex Jones is on every channel from the CBC to CNN to ABC, NBC to the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, all saying ban me this week. You would think, man, this guy must be cutting edge and saying something really powerful we should all look into. No, 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 it's just, oh, sorry, you... been doing business with us for several years. What was it 2.5 years? First year, $1 million something. Next year, $2 million, $3+ million. Advertising our products, how we fund ourselves. We take that profit and put it back into the operation. And you just say, sorry, we don't tell you why. Just hear what it. Here's what it might be. We are not able to promote websites that intentionally misrepresent their businesses. Now, they don't show you what you did, though. It's like being convicted of murder, but they don't tell you who you murdered or what you did. Or use any tactic to falsely enhance reputation or misrepresent actual offerings. Furthermore, all potential content should focus on the merits of the candidates and political messages and should not target special interests or groups or imply affiliations. So you shouldn't target anti-gunners. You shouldn't have any speech, but our ads weren't even that. They go on to say, well, it's your website. It's your website's the problem, and it's what your website carries. So you can't then buy advertising with us and then have it placed on our ad network with people that put ads on their site. No wonder ad revenue's imploding on the web, because they're killing it on purpose. But selectively, they're going after Breitbart, WorldNet Daily, and everybody else. To protect the privacy of users, it goes on, do not target based on or imply potentially sensitive political opinions. Trade union, religious, don't say you're Christian, interest or participation in activities, sexual behavior, status of a child under 13 years of age. You know, maybe they banned us because we talked about Milo and being sexually abused, and now they're using that as a way to try to censor everybody while they cover up for the big pedophile networks. Listen, here's the deal. If you want to sue me for defamation, libel, or slander, and you can prove it in the court of law, never happened, knock on wood, then that's your issue. But they've been trying to maneuver and set things up that they can censor us, and now this points a gun at everybody's head. And it fits into all the big announcements came out last Friday. Zuckerberg leaks his plan to censor conservatives, that means anybody that disagree with nationalists, and to, quote, get your personal data. It's not even on Facebook. So these are arrogant people that think you're like an animal, that doesn't understand the technocracy and the system they've built, and that you'll just go into it like a mouse into a mousetrap. The truth is, people need to value independent media, even though they don't totally agree with it. They need to spread it and promote it and praise it and vote with their dollars to support it. We're going to expand this year with the Washington Bureau and other projects. We're going to hire more reporters. We're going to do it if it's God's will. And I'm going ahead with everything, even though they're trying to cripple us. And I'm going to ask you to just sign up for AutoShip, get 10% off, pick more items you want to buy, pick items you bought years ago you like, buy some more. Regardless, it's a donation supporting free speech and the total tip of the spear. Now, I'm going to get into some of the huge breaking news they don't want you to hear. They don't want you to know the information. They're so scared that I had the former vice head of the Armed Services Committee and Homeland Security on, saying they threatened my family 10 years ago, and nothing was done, and they're total criminals, and they work for the communist Chinese and the Russians, and I'm going to expose the Clintons, and I'm going to bring it all out because they're lying about Trump, and I have all the classified contacts. He's even currently still involved with the UN and the U.S. and the Pentagon, obviously. That's what he was at meetings today with. I mean, you know, Dr. Corsi is not just Dr. Corsi, obviously, as well. And it's all about to start coming out. So, and he said this isn't games. The gloves are off, and he stomped out of the meeting. Because they recognized America was on its deathbed, and Trump's a nationalist. He's far from perfect, but he wants prosperity. He's not out to get us, and he's not a pedophile. And so, Kurt Weldon, you heard him, is going to give us the data in the next 24 hours, 48 hours. I wish I had a bigger crew. I'd send a crew. I've got a crew, but the other crew was just covering Trump. We need a couple more crews. We got to go interview Weldon right now. This is all super dangerous. Now, another individual covering super dangerous stuff is Robert David Steele, formerly of the Marine Corps, actually an operative on the ground with the CIA, with HUMET, running whole operations, an expert on hacking, and again, former CIA case officer, robertdavidsteele.com. He was coming on about a whole other subject today, but clearly, they're making their move trying to block the restoration of the Republic. They're taking the gloves off, openly saying censor. They just hit us really hard. I forgot. I went in last week and noticed three videos totaling more than 20 million views that were removed off our Facebook, deleted. And they didn't tell us why. Used to, they'd tell you. And it was rare. It's everywhere. They're hitting us with a stealth system to test us, to see what we do, and to see if we notice. Now, this all broke this morning. We don't even have articles out on this yet, okay? But Robert David Steele joins us. I want to get his take on where we are and what's currently happening. But people need to understand, this is the most serious censorship since the Civil War in this country. Robert David Steele, thank you for joining us. What do you make of all this?
Well, Alex, A, you're my hero. I think you're one of the best of the alternative media sites. And frankly, I wouldn't be popular anywhere if it hadn't been for you. So thank you.
No, thank you.
I'll give you two names, Brendan Sullivan and Daniel Sheehan. I think you should reach out to both of them because this is the single greatest threat to American democracy since Congress abdicated its constitutional role to control the power of the purse and war. This is, without question, an unconstitutional, illegal action. And, Alex, I would be thrilled If you got Brendan Sullivan and Danny Sheehan on your side and led a full court
press. Sure, tell folks who those are. There's a lot of people that have been warning about all this, and now it's happening.
Well, Brendan Sullivan is the I'm not the potted plant guy who defended Oliver North.
Yes.
Brendan Sullivan is probably the single greatest lawyer still working in Washington, D.C. Daniel Sheehan is the Ellsberg lawyer. I reviewed his book, The People's Advocate. Danny Sheehan is one of the greatest lawyers on the planet, and he is deeply committed to First Amendment rights.
Absolutely, so and they're going to argue we have terms of service, but they just can't take some fake list that the Washington Post admits is fake and then apply it and then ban me and say I'm not a human and put me in some electronic ghetto.
Adroll is a failing company. They laid off 500 people in December. They're a crap company, okay? They do whatever Google tells them to do. And behind Google
That's
is
right.
Eric Schmidt.
So this
and
is
behind
Google.
Eric Schmidt is the Clinton Foundation and George Soros, and behind them are the Rothschilds. What is happening right now is that we need a new internet. We need to bury Google, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. CNET is a good start. I personally have never taken ads on my website, in part because I rely on donations and I'm much smaller than you are, Alex. But I think this is war. And Trump, unfortunately, is having all of his people being stripped away from him, and he still doesn't get it. He needs an Electoral Reform Act, and he needs a Trump channel. And you and I have talked about the Trump channel, and you should certainly be a critical part of the Trump channel. But I want to bury Twitter, Facebook, Google, and YouTube, and I want to do it in the next 90 days with a blockchain technology that Donald Trump could roll out with Brad Parscale overnight.
I agree, because they're not backing off and just letting us have our country back. They are declaring war. I think they've miscalculated.
Yes, I do. I do. But I'll tell you, Alex, you can't win this one without Brendan Sullivan and Danny Sheehan.
Let's expand then on what do you think this signifies? It's not just us. They are, again, pulling all these other major sponsors. They're blocking people. They're blocking people's apps. I mean, they're just on a savage operation.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, this is a civil war. This is a civil war. And although Jeff Sessions is installed as the attorney general, he has a Department of Justice that is slow rolling him. They are not going to do their job because they don't want to do their job. This is everybody against Donald Trump except we the people. But Trump is also his own worst enemy. I have written a memorandum for the president that has been read by a million people in the last week and a half. Memo for Trump, with four being a number. Memo number four, Trump. You can find it online very easily. You and I have talked about it. Rents Priebus, we call him Judas Priebus, is blocking Trump's mail. Priebus is also...
Oh, we know that. I mean, we know from our reports he met with Twitter. He's the one that got them to block the people's comments going to the top because that freaks them out that Trump is obsessed with reading what the public has to say. Trump goes for hours and reads the actual mail. Go ahead, sorry.
Twitter, no, Alex, you're brilliant. I mean, Twitter is a treasonous company right now. Google should be prosecuted for all of the undeclared campaign contributions worth tens of millions of dollars that they gave to Hillary Clinton. The bottom line here is that Trump needs a Trump channel that bypasses not just the mainstream media, but the social media, and an Electoral Reform Act. Those two things together, combined with counterintelligence, will allow Trump to survive. The Republican and Democratic parties, the billionaires in New York, some of the energy guys in Texas are all against Trump. Trump is right where John F. Kennedy was just before he got assassinated.
And they're openly calling for his death in the news, and the Secret Service is doing nothing. They're actually saying, let's organize, let's kill him, time to murder him, time to overthrow him, time for a coup, and nothing's being done because I guess Trump doesn't want to look weak or like an authoritarian. Let me play you this clip. We've got a clip here. Representative, we should pass a resolution condemning President Trump's attacks on the media and trying to basically restrict it. Here's Jerry Nadler.
He
should be.
Of course. I mean, as you know, he has been much more vocal in denouncing the media. He has been quite aggressive in his feelings about the media. He's called the press the enemy of the American people. Is Congress doing anything about this?
Well, I don't know what Congress can do about that. We should condemn it. We should maybe pass a resolution condemning the president for saying things like that. The press is not the enemy of the people. The two institutions that we depend on to maintain a democratic form of government, to maintain protection against tyranny from the executive or anyone else, are a free press and an independent judiciary. And he's attacking both of them. And to say that you can't believe, to delegitimize the press, to say that you can't believe anything there that he doesn't say, that doesn't agree with him, is demagogic in the extreme, and it's very destructive. And the phrase, enemy of the people, that has a history. The only people that I know of who've used that phrase, he's an enemy of the people, were Stalin and the people who succeeded Stalin in the Soviet bloc. Counter-revolutionaries, enemies of the people, were prosecuted as enemies of the people. The press is not an enemy of the people. Nobody's an enemy of the people because they disagree with me or you about what we ought to be doing. We're all presumably working for the benefit of the people as we see it. We may be wrong. Well, I may disagree with you. What's the benefit of the people? But that's what democracy is.
They call Trump the enemy and Hitler and say kill him all over the news. And then he says the corporate media is working against tax cuts and regulations being cut on small businesses and getting the Federal Reserve to actually loan to small banks.
Let me jump in here. I'm a son of New York. Jerry Nadler is an idiot. He's also a Mossad agent. I'm quite sure someone has him on videotape doing evil things. That man is under control. I am the top intelligence professional for the 21st century, with 8 books, 2 with forewords by senators, and I will tell you my independent evaluation of the media is a D-. Crap News Network. Absolutely. Donald Trump is absolutely right with his accusations, and he is totally incompetent at doing something about it. Trump.
Well, listen, here's the deal. He's used to business where you just bring in the top people and move forward with, and he's just trying to cut taxes. He even says, what's wrong with me just cutting taxes and not shutting down our coal plants when we have clean burning coal? Why isn't everybody for this? He doesn't get how evil they are.
Well, what really troubles me is that Congress, including John McCain, I mean, when somebody talks about a free press in the United States,
he said that Trump's a dictator,
stupid or a criminal.
Sorry, McCain said that Trump is a dictator.
And McCain is senile. Okay, McCain sang like a bird in prison camp. They called him Songbird. That was his nickname. Wayne Madsen has done an excellent piece on how John McCain and Lindsey Graham, who is a world-class gay, are owned by the CIA. They do what the CIA tells them to do. They are being blackmailed, okay? What Trump hasn't figured out is how to get someone like me and Brad Parscale and a few others together, Cynthia McKinney, Dennis Kucinich. My memo for Trump has 3 things he has.
No, I get it. If he was to bring in bona fide known liberals, real liberals that are trusted by real liberals, that would just shut down all the left-right garbage.
Yes, Alex. I mean, this is like they say in New York, we got to go to the mattresses here. But the problem is you are our natural leader, and I really respect everything you have done for all of us. But on this one, I think you really need to think very deeply about reaching out to Brendan Sullivan and Danny Sheehan.
Now, listen, I know that I need to sue some people now because for everybody.
No, you do need to sue them. And you need to get these 2 lawyers this week.
I know I'm not a litigious person, but when they just say, we say you're fake, and we've got a Washington Post list that they admit was a fake list, and so now you signed a contract, we worked with you for years, and now we're not going to work with you. If they just said we're not going to work with you, fine, but they said, no, you're fake, you're a fraud, so we're not going to work with you. And I just had the former vice head of the Homeland Security and Armed Services Committees on saying, they threatened my family 10 years ago and I didn't speak out. Well, I'm taking the gloves off now and exposing the Clintons as communist Chinese and Russian agents. That's not fake news. That's Pulitzer Prize level stuff. I mean, what do you make of that stuff with Kurt Weldon?
You're right where WikiLeaks was when PayPal cut them off without any legal due process whatsoever.
Exactly.
Okay? That's what's happening to you now. Now, there's a 3-part.
And if I don't fight back, it's going to be everything next. Exactly.
There's 3 ways you fight back. Way number 1 is you get Brendan Sullivan and Danny Sheehan and you create the legal dream team. You go O.J. Simpson on steroids and you make these people hurt. You get judgments against them in every state that cuts them off.
No, I agree. It's a battle to expose fake news. Well, the Washington Post had to retract a few months ago their fake news list because a lawsuit was filed. And then they backed off.
Also, Alex, you have got to get me in front of Donald Trump and Steve Bannon. We have got to roll out the Trump channel.
I missed a call just yesterday. It's not like I talk to Trump all the time. We'll be back. Stay with us.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, so we've got some really corrupt, out-of-control elites that have openly been announcing for years they want to start censoring the internet, censoring the alt-right, the alt-left. Anything the big corporations don't agree with. A lot of the big telecoms and big internet companies openly work with communist China to help arrest Buddhists that are secretly practicing and have their organs sold. That's the huge out-of-control disconnect with Apple and its Foxconn labs it uses with the suicide nets and the forced drugging and forced abortion. Here we have a Bill of Rights and Constitution and some history of freedom. But the very bedrock of that is being debilitated. Now, I want to cover a bunch of other news with our guest here in just a moment and tie this in to a whole bunch of other issues. But I'm not somebody that wanted the Iraq War. I'm not against Muslims in general. But why are the most radical Muslims being funded? Why are they being brought in? An article up on DrudgeReport.com says Trump was right. Migrants riot, loot, fight with police, and set fires on cars in Sweden, you name it. Same thing in France. So it's getting really bad while the media says and the Pope says, quote, there is no such thing as Islamic terror. Now, look, I know there's false flags. I know all of this. This whole thing's a false flag, and then they're stirring up radical Islam, bringing it in. I'm going to get somebody who actually fought this in the Middle East and was in the CIA for a long time as somebody who actually was a case officer and a Marine before that. RobertDavidSteele.com is the website. We'll talk to Robert David Steele here in just a moment. Before I go any further, if you want to support us, listen, sign up for our free email news alerts at Infowars.com/newsletter, because if we get censored off the web itself, I'm told by the experts I can still send you videos or articles directly to your email. Plus, we send you a lot of special reports, articles, you name it. It's key to do that. Also, just spread the videos and articles and every platform we're on even more so that we're so big as they try to take us down, it's obvious to everyone and blows up in their face and creates the Streisand effect that I'll talk about in a moment. But InfoWars has been banned from one of the biggest and largest online advertising platforms. By the way, it took me years to learn all this. I love how Steele, who's a technology guy, says, Alex, that's not AdRoll, that's Google. That's just their front company for, you know, liability protection. And that's exactly what, you know, I've known. It's Google doing this, okay? This is Schmidt, and they always want to have these people so they can deny it, so I'm going to have to sue Google, and I guess that'll get to Trump as well. They're trying to work with Trump and hoping he'll go along with all their censorship. It's not going to happen. The problem is again, you got Rich Priebus and all of them trying to keep info from Trump. So now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to help defend against incoming attacks and keep fighting hard. Defend InfoWars specials. Defend free speech specials. Now live at InfoWarsStore.com. We're just launching big sales we weren't even going to have. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, back in after 2-plus months being sold out. Best colloidal silver out there. 33% off, ladies and gentlemen. Supermel Vitality, known concentrated herbs into oil form that are just amazing. Brain Force, amazing, healthy, nootropic for the brain. Donald J. Trump and Ronald Reagan lithographs, two more limited editions. Those are available at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalist hate that InfoWars is not beholden to the mega banks or government handouts. We don't get George Soros money or taxpayer money like MSNBC, but it means our message cannot be censored or controlled. Because we are not establishment funded, we are powered solely by your support. Help defend InfoWars and take advantage of these new mega specials at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. And again, we're going to have big articles coming out on this in the next hour or so on InfoWars.com. About the attacks we're under, but whether it's a non-GMO heirloom seed pack for the spring coming up or shortwave radio, solar panel systems, a great state-of-the-art car jumper systems, whatever the latest, coolest technology is, we buy them in bulk and sell them. We have a whole Made in America apparel line of clothing. We also have it at lower prices, you know, made in Latin America. Whatever your choice is, we have it. Deport George Soros, 2017. Arrest Hillary, 2017. It's all there, and it's you that makes the info war. But, man, I tell you, Reddit censors pro-Trump content and new campaign crackdown. I'm doing an Ask Me Anything tomorrow, 8 o'clock Central. I was already going to do it on censorship on Reddit. Now it'll be on censorship on us. I mean, think about that. The amount of money they just blew away for us the next year is exactly what we were budgeting to fund the D.C. Bureau, a London Bureau, and hiring, you know, 10, 15 more people. You know what? I'm hiring 100. I'm going to believe in Providence. I'm going to take action. I know when I got to hustle, I'll hustle. And so just you may hear me plugging a little bit more or asking you, come on. Here's the deal. The elite always think people are there to sell out or I'm looking to join the New World Order. Or like they couldn't believe when they offered me $3 million to join them. Then it was $10 million. And it was like one of the – by then it was one of the presidents of a company. It was vice presidents before. And they said, listen, I don't make $10 million in 10 years. I'm just hoping for a stock split. Take this three-year deal. I'm like, no, I don't want your $10 million. That was 15 years ago, folks. It was, oh, well, tell us who did it. If you're in business in life and you ever talk about sources, it never happens again. I mean, I've sat there and talked to one of the heads of one of the major banks. They just laugh at me and they say, the public scum, they'll never appreciate you. We'll beat you in the end. Well, I'm not joining with them to screw people over. So the point I'm making is, doing it my way, we bring in 10 times a year what they were offering me over 3 years, but I spend it on the operation. The average talk show host, there's only two or three as big as we are, would make this much money a year, but have huge mansions and helicopters and jets. I don't have helicopters. I don't have jets. A lot of times I fly business if I'm lucky, not even first class. Sure, I got a decent wife. I drive a car that runs well, but that's not my God. My God is not being a peacock next to my rich neighbors. What I want in my hierarchy of needs is freedom for my children and defeating these snakes and seeing prosperity. InfoWars is in your corner. We're wild about Trump because the entire power structure is against him, and he clearly is trying to jumpstart the economy. But Trump's only a manifestation of the global awakening that's happening. So, again, I need your support. I need your prayers because the attacks are just – I usually ignore them and don't talk about them because they're just – It's constant. It's a James Bond movie. In fact, someday, and I'm still around, I'm going to write a book about what has happened behind the scenes. I mean, we're talking a movie. And I've gotten so punch drunk from it, I'm like, oh, that's a horrible, dirty trick, or that's a terrible thing you just did, or wow, that's amazing. I mean, if people knew, it's beyond movies, okay? It's beyond movies, what they've done to me and my family. I had the congressman on earlier getting tears in his eyes. He said, 10 years ago they threatened my family over all this, and now I'm going to release all of it. I mean, people are ready, and it's a spirit of standing up, and that's what's happening, and it's what Robert David Steele and others are doing, and I want to thank you all for your support and your prayers, but support our local affiliates as well, and become sponsors, and thank them for what they're doing, because believe me, we don't list our affiliates because of what these dirtbags try on them, okay, anymore. We list the stalwart ones that have been there for over a decade. And you threaten them, they say, bring it. But the point is, that's how much trouble this country's in. I try not to do the enemies intimidating for them when I tell you the crap they pull. But instead of making me scared, all it does is make me jump out of bed early in the morning and have more energy. So I've been ranting. Robert David Steele, I'm going to get into some of these news items, go over these with you. But, I mean, the historical moment we're at, I don't have words and rhetoric to describe the real level of the covert action they've done against me personally. I can't imagine what it's like for people like the congressman we had on earlier, who was always a stalwart exposing it, but kind of said, they threatened my family, I've been quiet for years, I'm going public. I mean, I think we're reaching the tipping point where people just say, I'm done. What do you think?
I'm going to introduce you by email to Brendan Sullivan and Danny Sheehan. I think you need to come to Washington and sit down with Sullivan. I'd be glad to sit down with you. I think we need to literally cut these people off at the kneecaps with the best lawyers that money can buy.
I hear you, but you hear my big rant. What do we do in this epic moment in history? I mean, if I got into everything.
Alex, I just told you, you need to come to Washington and sit down with Brendan Sullivan, period. That's it. Look, I would like to put a lien on Eric Schmidt's house and his jet and his helicopter. Okay? This is as big a fight as you're ever going to have in your lifetime. And personally, I think President Trump should meet with you. And Steve Bannon should meet with you, and we should have a discussion. But the problem is you have to approach it holistically. You can't treat this as an isolated legal incident. Put bluntly, you're not going to win your lawsuit unless we also have an Electoral Reform Act and free the members from the bribery and the blackmail that Google and Facebook and Twitter and Wall Street are all imposing on the members. Our House of Representatives and our senators are bought and paid for. And if Trump doesn't address that, you're not going to win this in the courts.
Continue breaking this down.
Alex, I love you. I think you and the Hartman Report, Hagman and Hagman, and Reality, and David Seidman, and Greg Hunter with USA Watchdog, you guys are the lifeblood of the alternative media. The alternative media exists because the mass media is corrupt to the bone. Anybody that says we have a free press in the United States of America is either an idiot or a criminal. Okay? And that certainly includes James Baker and all these other elites that are lying to us on CNN and on Fox News. Fox News, for me, is the greatest disgrace. Fox News, with the exception of Maria and Judge Napolitano, has completely betrayed the public trust. So you... And this case may be a gift from heaven. Alex Jones is the poster child, the test case, the Supreme Court case. So I support you. And I
well,
really
and it does show, well, thank you for the support. We're all in this together. But let me ask you this. What does it signify? Because you're right. It's a very bold move to say, after a two-plus-year relationship, you're banned because you're political on your website, so you can't
ever... They're testing the waters, Alex, and they don't think that you know Brendan Sullivan, and they don't think Brendan Sullivan is going to take this case. I'm betting he will. I'm betting Brendan Sullivan plus Danny Sheehan plus Alex Jones is the biggest legal steamroller you ever saw. Go for it, Alex.
Well, I have to sue. I mean, I just...
Well, you have to sue, but you have to sue with the best. You can't sue with any lawyer out of San Antonio.
No, I hear you. Well, I've got a great litigation lawyer. He's listed in Texas Monthly as the best in the state. But he would agree that he needs to be a media lawyer. But
I will send you Sullivan and Sheehan's email when we get off.
I don't know. It has to be done. I mean, I mean, because here's the deal. They just dehumanize us. When we dominate and we're having such a big effect and we have Congress people and presidents on and we're covering real news, they should sue me for where I'm live. They should
call the inconvenient truth.
I hear you. Well, let me ask you this question then. Geopolitically, looking at the players, how would you say things are going for the Republican establishment, the Democrat establishment, and other globalists? Because all over the place, nationalists are surging. And as somebody that actually fought radical Islam but also saw how it stirred up by the West, what's the paradigm, that, you know, the Rosetta Stone, the code key, the decoder to understand what's really going on, destabilizing the Middle East and then flooding Europe?
Let me make clear that ISIS was created by Saudi Arabia, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton, period. ISIS was created by Saudi Arabia, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and, of course, the CIA under John Brennan, who is the highest paid Saudi Arabian agent in the United States of America. Brennan works for Saudi Arabia. He doesn't work for the United States of America. He is a dyed-in-the-wool member of the deep state. He has been doing impeachable treasonous acts, lying to the public about the Russians hacking the election. I am among those who fought back. Right now, the establishment is winning because Donald Trump doesn't have his act together. Trump is not doing holistic thinking. He has no bench. He really needs to sit down and read the memo.
You know, how Kafka-esque is it that they're banning sites and banning people advertising and calling for people to be kicked off the web, but then they won't even say specifically what it is you've done and you never face anybody in court?
Why should you expect anything less? This is a fascist country when it comes to the media and the banks. Donald Trump was elected by accident. I've written Donald Trump, the accidental president under Sage. The problem right now is that the establishment, which assuredly includes the Republican Party, has got Donald Trump surrounded. Donald Trump is in enemy hands. It is absolutely essential that Trump break free. He made a huge mistake with McMaster. McMaster was a never-Trumper. McMaster swore loyalty to Hillary Clinton. And Rince Priebus did not properly brief Donald Trump, and Donald Trump didn't do his own homework. McMaster should not be the National Security Advisor. We don't need a National Security Advisor. All of our enemies are right here at home. What Trump should be doing is thinking about national strategy focused on restoring integrity to the electoral process and to the government. Donald Trump can do that, but not the way he's going.
Let's talk about the fact that I have the exclusive up on Infowars.com. Russian bank docs show how Putin laundered millions to Hillary and Podesta, not just his brother, but reportedly Podesta himself. That's Dr. Jerome Corsi. And then, of course, in the article, we point out that we were meeting with the former vice head of the Armed Services Committee and the Homeland Security head, and that he was going to be giving us more information, Kurt Weldon. Then we ended up having him on the show today, and it's so huge that he went back to this. The fact that Hillary and the Chinese and all such huge connections and then really no connections with Trump. Well, then how did Priebus get Trump running scared, getting rid of Flynn? And then Trump pretty much admitted that later. He didn't even know why Flynn's gone. He just kind of gave, the vice president and everybody what they wanted. So here's Trump being nice, just trying to cut taxes and help America. But already he thinks he's going to be nice to the establishment, bring in their guys, and they're already henpecking the president.
Alex, Donald Trump desperately needs our help, and I don't know what else I can do. I mean, if I can't get Donald Trump to, first off, he needs to leave the White House. He needs to understand that the Oval Office is bugged, that there is no privacy in the White House. He has every word he utters in the White House has been recorded and passed
that.
On.
He knows he's under surveillance.
He is under surveillance. In fact, I think there's a video camera above his desk. Trump really needs to get out of the White House. He needs to go to a secure, undisclosed location, and he needs to have a come-to-Jesus meeting with Cynthia McKinney, Dennis Kucinich, and myself.
Well, I know this. I mean, I know this. If he came out and told the American people there's been a globalist coup over the country, I don't care if you're left or right, they take your money, they set up one-sided deals, come on, get out of this hate. I politically had to be right-wing to get into office, but I'm really just a populist, which he said in his inaugural address. Please understand, the elite you claim you hate is against me. I really want to try to help you. And that's my big concern with the economy, is that it's so close to imploding already. It may be too little too late, Ron Paul thinks.
Well, you know, I love Ron Paul. His book on foreign policy of freedom, commerce, and peace is one of the most brilliant collection of speeches I've ever read. I loved Ron Paul. And Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich get along. And thank you for reminding me. Ron Paul should be in that meeting also.
Well, I've tried to get the two together.
But Alex, here's one really important point. For Donald Trump to win over the American public, he has to show them my graphic on the independent political landscape that shows that the two-party tyranny is shutting out 70% of the public.
That's right. If he reaches out to them, he wins.
Yes, but he has to reach out to them first before he slams, before he takes the baseball back to the establishment. I mean, there's a real sequence here. I am a strategic thinker.
Now, let's talk about that sequence in the final segment with you straight ahead.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction. But what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Yeah.
corporate media, the neoliberals, the neocons, and the rest of them. We're announcing a 13-hour emergency live transmission for free speech tomorrow. I'm not just doing an AMA, Reddit Ask Me Anything show. I'll be live at 11 a.m. Central tomorrow. Then I'm going to come back at 8 o'clock at night, and I'm going to go to midnight. But we're going to have Paul Watson, Leanne McAdoo, David Knight, the rest of the great crew here with a focus on free speech tomorrow and a focus on all the different ways they're announcing they're going to censor it, how they're going to control it, how they violate our privacy, and Amazon and Google admit they're listening to us inside our houses. I mean, it's so... I mean, I first reported on that like 15 years ago because Google put out a press release to their shareholders. They were listening to people in their houses, and people thought I made it up. No, the truth is, we're not fake news. We're the opposite. And we have on all these amazing people, you know, folks that authored on biological weapons treaties and people that have written the top legislation and scientists and just everybody. That's who we have on the show. And folks can't stand the fact that somebody like Robert David Steele, that was, you know, highly decorated in the CIA, a Marine, you name it, who knows all this stuff, who was already well known when it came into writing circles, but now is so popular, as he said, through this show and other broadcasts. And I have other broadcasts on other people on other networks. I'm not in competition with anybody except the tyrants. And listen, I consider it hustle and work so hard and beg for you to buy the products we've got that are so good, like the caveman, the bone broth and turmeric formula it's in. And then you kind of, you know, buy a little bit. It kind of helps when you lose $3+ million, because that's what we made on last year to fund the operation with this Google platform system of advertising. That's a huge hit. That literally in the meetings, I said, we got $3.5 million to work with this year. And I'm not going to take profit this year either. I'm going to put that money into the next year. And people say, oh, you should do that. Well, exactly. But the point is that we should be even stronger than that. We need your financial support. Big sales for free speech. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. They're doing this to shut up the tip of the spear that they know is exponentially growing. So spread the article, spread the videos. Robert David Steele, I see you chomping at the bit. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. These guys can be sued under the racketeering charges.
That's what I said earlier, because they're colluding with other big groups, censor us, to shut up our speech. They label us subhuman, Alex, like the Nazis did. Then they come shut us down. They're wide open.
You need to come to Washington. You need to sit down with Brendan Sullivan and Steve Bannon, and you need to do this week before your Sunday show. The other thing that occurred to me is, where do we donate? Like, I mean, you know, if I don't want to buy something, where can I donate money to Alex?
That's right. Let's create a PayPal link or credit card link on every page to pull down. Like when you go to some place, they say, oh, donate to this or that, add 10% or add a dollar. Let's put that on everything. People want to donate to the Free Speech Defense Fund. Hell, I already launched an organization, which I haven't even announced yet. The CDFS, Coalition to Defend Free Speech. .com. I mean, I had them set this up months ago because I knew this was coming, my friend. Come back in 70 seconds. Come back in 70 seconds.
You need to sue these people for $25 million to $100 million, period. And you need to do it this week.
Well, they're trying to bankrupt us. That's the thing, is they say in the news they want to ban everybody to shut us up. I mean, hell, what's next? Arrest us once we don't have a voice?
Yeah, but the good news is, if every one of your listeners donated $10, you can cover that $3 million in a week.
Exactly, but they need to be sued to protect everybody else, because they're picking me as a precedent. This is a bold... It was national news when just Kellogg pulled their money from the same group and other groups just from Breitbart. I mean, this is 50 times bigger.